Hey, Daily Shine listeners, it's Mara here. I'm one of the co-founders of Shine. We created Shine to make daily self-care easier and more inclusive for all of us. My co-founder and I met at work and really bonded over the fact that mainstream wellness often left us feeling left out. Our skin color, our body types, the things we struggled with, it often felt like it wasn't really being talked about in traditional meditation apps. We created Shine because we knew that there were millions of people like us around the world who wanted to feel seen, heard, and understood. We all just want accessible support for a few minutes a day that meets us where we are. It's why we built the Shine app, the first app that offers inclusive daily self-care support from morning to night. We have over 4 million members in 189 countries, and we would love for you to become one of them. For a limited time, podcast listeners can get 50% off their first year of Shine Premium. Head to theshineapp.com/50 to get started. That's theshineapp.com/50.
Welcome to Your Daily Shine. The podcast meets meditation from the Shine app. Time to connect with yourself, the world around you, and what you want from your day. As humans, we crave connection. Whether it's with a community of friends, coworkers, family, or even the local mail person, connecting with people is key to our health and wellness. It helps lower our stress, boost our self-esteem, and so much more. But you're not alone if it's feeling tough to do that right now. So many of our normal ways of connecting are off the table. And if the Zoom calls and group chats are starting to feel like a chore, it makes sense. You're probably craving a new way to connect. And today, we'll reflect on how you can do just that by repotting your relationships. Repotting is a term used by digital strategist Ryan Hubbard. It simply means finding ways to switch up how you connect with the people in your life. Because just like when a plant needs fresh soil to grow, our friendships can sometimes need the same. And the change can help create new momentum in the relationship. Grab your journal for today's exercise. Feel free to hit pause if you need to get your materials. And if journaling isn't available to you, reflect mentally today. Let's start by getting grounded with some deep breaths. Find a comfortable position. Take a deep inhale in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. Inhale and exhale. Gently close your eyes or lower your gaze. And take another deep breath in and out. Let your chin drop to your chest and take a few gentle neck rolls. Settle back to a stillness and take some time to allow your mind to arrive in this moment. If you're journaling, gently open your eyes. If you're mentally reflecting, you're welcome to keep them closed. Let's start with a brief relationship check-in. What are your current friendships and community connections? Take the next minute to journal or reflect. Remember, this is just for you, so be as honest as you can. Great job. From this reflection, notice what is working for you in these relationships and write those down. How are they serving you? Now, identify what you feel is missing from these relationships. Maybe it's a sense of shared experience, or more regular check-ins, or even just something new to talk about. Write these things down without judgment. Nice work. Now, let's take time to brainstorm ways you can repot your relationships. One way to do this is to combine something you love with a moment to connect with someone. So, begin by writing a list of things you enjoy doing. What activities or things bring you joy in your life? I'll give you some time to free write. great job. Looking at your list, what are some new ways you can bring these things into your relationships? Maybe you enjoy cooking. What about setting up a video call with some friends and trying a new recipe together? Or maybe you enjoy exercise and want to follow an instructor with a friend. Or maybe you're interested in art history and want to take an online course with someone. Take some time to let your mind be creative. What new ideas come to mind? Great job. With any change, we need to commit to taking a step and holding ourselves accountable. Looking over all you wrote or reflected on. What idea makes you most excited? Taking this idea, think about what friend or friends you want to explore this idea with. Maybe it's even someone you have lost touch with. This could be the perfect way to reconnect. Now, write a commitment statement for yourself. I am committed to blank. The blank should have a specific plan for connecting with someone. For example, the statement can be committing to researching online classes or finding healthy ways to meet up with people in person. Or the statement can be pitching your new idea to a specific friend and getting a date on the calendar. Take the next few moments to write out your commitment statement. Fantastic job today. When our relationships feel stale, it isn't always a sign they're over. It might just be a cue to repot it. Just like caring for a plant, relationships strengthen when we support their growth. And no, there's always space when a plant has withered to bring it back to life. Let's take one last deep breath together. In and out, and say this with me. I can repot my relationships. I can repot my relationships. You got this. If you liked today's meditation,
We have so many more waiting for you in the Shine app. Click the link in today's show notes to get started.